Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show, and my name is Elisa.
And my name is Liz. Hello, darling. How are you today?
Hello. I'm all right. My cat, however, is a little on the, probably got a hairball side.
Lord have mercy. She's like,
she's talking.
She's like, hey. I'll do my best.
Hey, baby girl. Oh, she sounds beautiful. I'm sorry you're not feeling well, little one. So, yeah. Yeah.
She was at the club too late.
Maybe. Well, I think it's this combination of this, you know, constant hairball she tends to have. Mm-hmm. And I think she needs to eat something. I don't keep little food in her room. I used to, but I don't want to do that. There's food in the kitchen area, but I don't think she likes to go all the way down there. I don't know what the deal is.
She sounds like us.
So
bring it to me.
Okay. I know. But
poor thing.
Poor little baby.
I hope she feels better.
I hope so too.
Oh.
So otherwise, I got a massage yesterday, felt good.
Nice.
we get a massage once a month, my aunt and I. So
unfortunate.
That was good. Oh,
I know.
It's a rough life.
What you have to do.
I would never have done that. Get a massage once every 3 years or whatever.
Me too. Yeah. No. This is kind of built in. So that's one of the perks of.
Mm-hmm.
Your house rules, then you got to go with the rules.
Got to get a massage.
Yeah.
And I realized how much, just to do it once a month, but the massage therapist always asks me before I get ready. She's like, how are you feeling? Is anything going on today? I'm like, no, I think I'm fine. But even then I said, but wait till I get on the table, I guess.
But then
because
she gets in there. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I didn't realize that my neck was so tense. I didn't realize that this was, I've got a knot here.
Well, we walk around like that, like it's, the normal.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't realize we've been spending the whole day with our shoulders touching our ears.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, I think maybe I should go, get adjusted. I'll probably get adjusted. If not this week, then definitely next week. We used to go, every week to get adjusted. But generally the week of a massage, something comes up where I'm like, I'm definitely out of alignment after going through this
That's
massage,
wonderful.
Which was
but
which is relaxing.
Yeah.
It always feels better, but I'm like, I didn't realize that
that
those were the points.
Yep.
So it's nice to do that. It's nice to be aware of that because, if I wasn't living here, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be going.
Oh, no way. No. So That's the perks of being Elisa Banglin. Then go for it. Yeah, I don't see my chiropractor as often as I'd like or that he would like, but I do go usually every few weeks. Sometimes it's every couple of months. I definitely am much more consistent with acupuncture, which is pretty much every 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I alternate between acupuncture and chiropractic, but the acupuncture I'm much more on a schedule, and I go to a clinic practice, so it's very affordable, and I love my team. Actually, you work with different teams for a semester, so this is my second semester with a new team, and they're going to graduate in April. Of course, it's supervised by a master, teacher. And I'm definitely going to follow, her name is Shoshana, my head practitioner. She is phenomenal. And I'm like, girl, you leaving New York? Where are you going to be at? She's like, I don't know. I said, well, you know what? I have to know where you are going to end up. Because I would follow her.
Wow.
Yeah, I would follow her. I'm like, she's got to give me the hookup price, clearly. But I would that's a given. That's part of the conversation. But I would, I was your first. Yeah, I would follow her. It's it's great when you know that they're trying something new as part of it being unique to your case, and then you see how they evolve with that. So there was not too many things, but a couple of things, and I can notice like her expertise becoming more refined and all of that. So I just have to, you know, throw that card in. You know, I was your first for this particular point. Just saying.
Right. It's good to have those practitioners and to have a routine of self-care. It really does make a difference.
You have to, especially in this life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely have to. And one thing that it's so funny, the last team and this team, what they love is that I am so tuned in and so hypersensitive that I'm actually a really good case study, because I will feel that electric charge and I will tell them, like, so they're like, oh my God, we wish everybody was like you. I'm like, well, thank you. You're so sensitive. I'm like, I know. So, ouch, ow, I know. So it's been very symbiotic. And one part of my time when I was in Atlanta seeing Adam, now, that was 2 days over the weekend, primarily for my son, who is his client for remote work. I was really supposed to just be there to support my child, and it turned out to be, you know, a couple of exorcisms later. It ended up being this very profound experience with a lot of energies from different dimensions, different past lives. And I don't really get too woo-woo on the show, but I will a little bit. But and Adam uses many different modalities, from Hindu mysticism to a little Santeria to his own gypsy mix-up, mash-up. I mean, it's fascinating, and it's such this wonderful education and insight and shamanism. I mean, it's everything in one package. It's like you take flight. You just follow his lead, and he really knows what he's doing. And so on one of the 2 days, as I think it was the second day, as part of wrapping everything up, it's very ritualistic, Adam had this cotton, I guess, twine that's yellow and red, and kind of like candy cane, but yellow and red. Cotton, like string twine. And you know how people in Kabbalah, they'll have like the red string tied up around their And don't even ask me the significance of this, because I don't know. And if I knew, I forgot, or I was in an altered state, and I don't know, because it was like a 2-day energetic beatdown for me, especially. So at the end of everything, he wrapped this cord or string around my son's wrist and around my wrist. I'm thinking it's the right, because on me it's the right, so I'm thinking of both of us, it's the right. And he said, when the cord comes off, preferably let it come off on its own, then you have to set it off on its way in a body of water. No, it does not mean flushing it down the toilet. It means, I'm in New York, so I'm like, could that be an option? No, that's not an option. But to find a body of water and to release it. Why? I couldn't tell you. I'm sure he has the answer very clearly. I couldn't tell you. So for all these weeks since I've been back, which is now, I think it's 2 months now, I see my acupuncturist And she's like, what's this? I'm like, oh. I'm like, well, I saw a friend of mine who's a shaman, and, you know, because I'm doing like sort of the light version of it, this was part of the ritual. And I said, is it going to be in the way? And what's so cool about her, she's like, oh, my God, this is so fascinating. Wow, it's amazing. So she always kind of checks on it. Like, how is it now? Is it still really tight in your wrist? I'm like, yep, this thing isn't going anywhere. And it's still on my son's wrist, too, the last time I saw him.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny, like walking around
thing
on my wrist.
No, you know, and we have a hand raised. It's our friend Lolita, but I want to tell
you.
Yeah,
she just said, she actually texted, it's a Hindu string. Thank you, Lo. It's worn until it comes off on its own. So you're right. So that's why I'm keeping it on, and then I gotta go to the ocean or something when it comes off. But see, I love it because she will give us the 411. So
what I wanted to say that when I was in Brazil. We went to visit one of the churches, the bajillion churches in Brazil, and they were selling it. So they have a mixture of like Afro-Brazilian religions, and one of them had to do with like, kind of the same thing, like tying a string or a ribbon around your wrist or, you know, somewhere on your body, and then you can let it stay there. And some people would tie it to like the gates of the church or, you know, but the thing is when you tie it and you have an intention, and in fact, some of the different colors meant something.
Right.
I had a rainbow one, of course.
Girl. No, you did.
Girl. Well, you bought like a group of ribbons, like 12 ribbons. And, you know, cause it was really cheap. So, you know, mom had some and I had some. So we put some wishes, we left some of them on the church, but some of them we put, well, for me, mom didn't do one. She just like to have the ribbons because that's my mom. But I had that thing on for like 2+ years.
Are you
No, I'm not kidding you. It was on. I mean, I had it on when I visited you. I had it on, you know, maybe by then it's come off recently.
Oh my goodness. I never noticed.
Yeah. Two plus years ago, I had tied it fairly tightly because it was a long ribbon. I have a very small wrist, and I just braided it in, you know. So I'm like, well, maybe I'm just stuck with this for a while.
2 years?
And it's over 2 years, yeah.
Okay, it's just you and me, buddy. Okay.
but he may have used the type of material he used. It's a string. This was a ribbon.
You're right. I would think a ribbon wouldn't last that long. Or, I don't know.
No, but a ribbon is also how many different types of materials. You know, it's not like
right.
I mean, they can stay on there for a while. So, but it started to stretch eventually. But yeah, it was on there for a while.
Okay.
I had a cousin that kept checking.
Well, that's like my acupuncture. She's like, that's like my acupuncture. She's like, oh, so how's it do? Cause I forget that I have it on. I'm so used to it now.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
You know, it goes with everything. I don't even think about it. So that's interesting. So it's, it feels very secure on there. So when it comes off, it will come off. I mean, it's just there. It will come off on its own, and I'll do something special to release it.
Now we weren't told about the releasing part of, you know.
Yeah, that's what he
that.
Said.
It was just
body
like
of water. Yeah.
When it breaks off, because you know, I was like, okay. So I would think I was a surprise because I kept, I kind
of
fiddle with
part
it, but
of
it
you
wouldn't.
After 2 years, right?
Yeah, and then it's just like it just decided. Yeah, I think we're done. Wow. All right, that's good. That felt pretty good. Let me get Lolita on the phone.
Yeah, let's talk to her.
She has been waiting.
She can break it down.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I don't have to work today, so I'm calling.
I love it. I like the aloo paratha, please.
Okay, coming very soon. No mention.
Mango chutney.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
Good
choice.
I love it. I love it because she is our expert, the real deal, on the Indian. Hindi culture. I love it, the mysticism. Love it, love it, love it. So I had no idea. So it makes perfect sense, because what Adam does in his ritual work is like a mashup. I mean, he's so influenced by the Hindu religion, which I love. So that's what this, you know, you just know about the Red Kabbalah.
Yeah, he's been that way before I even met him. So when I met him, that was already in him.
Yes, because you're so, you know, that's so inherent in you. That's the culture, your ancestry. And that actually was something I was curious about, if it was your influence.
Nope.
Yeah.
He's been talking to Ganesh long time before I have.
Well, I'm not surprised, because it's so much who he is that it was just inevitable for you guys to intersect and to eventually become housemates. And I mean, you guys are soulmates, and definitely on a certain level, definitely.
Yeah.
So can you? So that's interesting. So you had texted about the significance of the the string.
You wear the strings when you're, like, when a priest is doing rituals for, like, a housewarming or whatever, and the priest is doing something. And if you're around, and if you want blessings from the priest, you actually get that string tied. And so every time I go or my dad comes here to do anything for me, I get him to tie it. And mine sometimes lasts for two years even. But
okay.
you do have the ability to cut it off. And when you do, just, you know, put it in your hands and just, you know, put an intention and then just put it in the water. Like, you
right.
know, it's just taking away something from you. So,
right.
and the blessing at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it on. Because Cole had said that he said, didn't you hear Adam say that you could cut it off? I'm like, girl, I was someplace. Where was I? I was on the ceiling. What do you mean? Did I hear Adam say that? Please.
Yeah.
Like, he said that. I'm like, oh. So I mentioned that, actually, that point to my acupuncturist, and she's like, no, keep it on. I'm so curious. I'm like, okay. Well, keep it on. So I'm gonna keep it on. You know, it's not the type of thing, you know, listen, I have very small wrists, too. You can barely notice it. So let people think, like, you know, it's Kabbalah 2.0. I don't care what people think. So,
yeah.
So it's great to, yeah, know that that's also a very specific cultural, religious ritual. So, I will keep it on and be very aware as to when it decides to release itself. So now that I have this insight from you, Elisa, now from you, Lolita, that it might be a minute, I'm just going to just leave it sit. Well, I heard your meditation night went really well, and I also heard the little joke that we had planned was very successful, and that you got Adam in on it. Oh, Lolita needs your help. That was really funny. That was so funny. Oh my God! Like, I'm so honored. They really see that I can contribute and help. Wow, what a compliment that they're asking me for my help. That was brilliant.
Yeah, we had a good time. That was so.
That's great. You sound really good. You sound
well,
a little
yesterday,
bit lighter.
Like,
so talk to me.
Well, yesterday I had had on my calendar to go to Phoenix and Dragons for this lady was doing vortex healing, and that's the kind of one of the modalities that James uses. And I said, I put it on my calendar with something of interest, but I wasn't sure I was able to go, so I called Adam last minute to see if he can cover the store for me. So I went there and actually got a vortex healing, and at the end she did an angelic art, which I already knew when she was going to do that, I was going to sleep real good, and I didn't have to work today. So I basically woke up at 8 o'clock today. And
good
I
for
just,
you.
I ain't going to lie to you. I looked up and I said, I needed this today. Like, I really needed this today.
Reset.
And all I say was, can we have a financial abundance? Because I'm tired.
Good. Good.
And I just put it out there. I was like, I need a financial abundance, please.
Good. Good.
Man.
That's so much lighter than Comcast. Can I help you? Just kidding. That's so much lighter.
Yeah.
That vibration.
But you know what's so interesting? The last I was sharing this with Adam and Samina Monday evening. Today is what, Thursday? Tuesday. Monday night, I said to myself, okay, I'm going to do something different. So I started doing Abraham's channel version of going to, just listening to her before going to sleep. So it's something to do with going to sleep. And then
it was
in the morning,
specific, hold up, it was a specific channel message about sleeping or no?
Just talking about how to go to sleep.
Okay, got you. Go ahead. Okay.
Like yeah. Uh-huh. And then in the morning I did my morning appreciation.
Right.
I literally tell you not, like my whole day with Comcast was just such, like I was like in gratitude. Like I just stayed in that presence and it made my job even more easier Tuesday.
Yes.
And even the customers were like very more pleasant. And I did the same thing on Wednesday. And I just stayed in that gratitude presence and it's working for me.
Yeah,
just reshifting
I
it.
I see it like in your energy, like yes,
awesome.
It's nice. I like it.
Yeah, I had to do it. I just needed to change. I didn't want to look at it. I just know that I will not have to do this one day
and listen,
when that time comes.
What you're doing at the root of all of this, which is the base before you get into circumstance mode, like we all have to get into circumstance mode. You know, the bills, the this, the reality of being an adult in this life. But the base is that you are actively connecting into your sacred self. And then if that sacred self is conscious, then it will have different filters. So, and there will different tangible filters. So the one that you're speaking of now is the tangible filter of gratitude. But when that filter is conscious, it means your sacred self is activated, and confirmation of that becomes clear in the quality of your experience. And the ripple effect, because not only is it healing to yourself, it lifts up everybody in your path. It's happening right now. Just in how you are on the phone right now. Nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Thank you for taking it down like that.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's beautiful and it's simple.
Yeah, just like the simple thing. I just said I have to change this way of looking at this thing. And I knew there. We kind of know, but it just came in that format. And
but it's art.
Last night I. Yeah, and last night I did it, and actually I didn't have to do it. I did do it last night, but it was easy for me to fall asleep due to the healing session that we had. And then this morning, you know, just able to enjoy having a cup of coffee with Amina,
wonderful.
And the dog.
Yeah, you sound beautiful.
And
you sound girl, just, I got to tell you, you sound beautiful. And I'm getting the image of, and I don't know why, but the picture of the concept of flower arrangement. So it's like you can go to the store and get flowers, not even take off the rubber band or the paper or whatever, and just stick it in a vase with a little water, and, you know, 3 days later you're just going to have, like, this gray, wilted, dead flowers. Or you're going to be like the Japanese where it's a sacred ritual, the sacred ritual flower arrangement, and that each stalk, each branch represents something beautiful in your life, and that it's no different than creating a painting or a sculpture. Why that came in, I do not know. But that came in. So you're talking about, you know, the approach. So that's a very visual example of the difference between the sacred and the banal. But for some reason, in you talking, that came up. So I don't know if someone's going to get you flowers or whatever, but just FYI. Something with, it's just weird that very specific picture came in based on talking to you right now.
Okay.
So just keep an eye out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So just that zen, that mindfulness, you see, you know, I know, Lisa, your father, I guess your mom too, they appreciate like botanical gardens.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that mindfulness, that purposefulness, that infinite beauty. That's an expression of the sacred self. And if we can just remember that filter, even when you're preparing a simple meal or you're getting ready to go to work, and what sort of detail, and maybe you find a pair of really beautiful socks or silly socks that no one can see, or you feel like wearing, like, I'm going to wear this bra just because I want to, you know, your lacy one. And not that anybody else is going to see it, but, you know, just that little bit of detail, or I'm going to just take 5 extra minutes washing my face today, or just, you know, like, it just ties into the sacred, and to make that part of your ritual so that you are using a specific filter in your day-to-day conscious, responsible life. That's what you just did, Lolita. You're doing
wow.
It now. Talking to us with your little cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah,
sacred in the everyday. Yeah, that you don't have to run to the shop or to do whatever in this moment. That everything gets done in divine time, and that you're lined up and that you're focused in the most sacred place that you can put humanly possibly put yourself in terms of day-to-day life. Because I'm not talking about getting to the point like the mystics that you're going to wear your robes and steam's going to come out and you're going to levitate. Well, that's great, but how is that going to pay your rent? That's amazing.
Right.
So now if you're in the ashram, they pay the rent for you. But since we're not in the ashram, you know, we're in the rentum, you got to pay the rent.
Right.
Right. So how do you still incorporate that so it's not all or nothing? It's not extreme. Because when things are extreme, even love, this is maybe many will disagree with this, anything in the extreme I feel is off balance. I think the darkness needs to have a place in all of this. Call me crazy. It's just being part of the human experience. It's not a masochistic thing, but it's how we learn.
Well, it's allowing the cycles of being.
There you
being.
Go. Thank you, my philosopher friend.
Sure.
No, she's right.
These are why the sacred can be in anything. The sacred can be in, you know, in a McDonald's Happy Meal if you really, you know, are vibing in that way. So there can be that. So I love the way you put it, Liz. That filter that you can change. You know, filter of gratitude.
Right.
You know, that way to shift it so that at any given moment you have that at your disposal. Not even that word disposal, but you have it to experience
as a resource
and to shift your perception of what's really happening. So like you said, you really needed it, so it was presented to you in a certain way, and you made certain choices to allow yourself that option of the experience. Because you could have just as easily just done what you normally do.
Could have just brushed it
really
off.
Tired.
Yep.
Be really, really tired. You know, think you won't have time to make whatever you need, wherever you need to go. Like, that sounds like a good idea, but I can't fit it in. So, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that either. But you know what that feels like if you're ready for something different. And so this slowing down, I think we had another person on the show recently talk about this, you know, things are slow, when things slow down. It was Marguerite talking
yeah.
about when things slow down. And you, Liz, always talk about when things slow down, you have an opportunity to really look at what else is happening and to take certain things in that you would not have made time for. So it is those little things. It is that, you know, getting a good night's sleep and knowing the difference, like feeling the difference. When you've done that, when you've done something really good for yourself that really benefited you, and you know how you feel, and you know what it was like, you know, a week ago when it was different because you weren't in that headspace. You weren't in that space to do those things. It was just you had work, you had stuff to do. So this is why you need to have, you know, maybe those contrasts, I would say, like Liz, the extremes, because especially, I think, like how you put love in there too, because especially in the beginning phases of love, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know? It's
yeah.
all good.
Give us 6 months.
You,
yep.
like, you know how you feel. Like, oh, you feel like you're invincible and everything's great and everyone's lovely. But in the back of your head, you're like,
yep.
well, how long can it really last? You know, and you don't want anyone bringing you down like that. But the reality of it is, you know, your other stuff is going to come into your life that will also need your attention. So you can't
right.
put your attention 24/7, 100% on that feeling and trying to sustain it.
Oof.
You know.
Well,
yeah.
you know, there's a fine line between that singularity and addiction.
Sure.
And
very fine
that,
line.
Yes, very fine line. And very insidious. You wake up, and all of a sudden you're drowning in just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So other things get neglected, and then that's the thing to get your attention. So it's always like the odd thing to get your attention to look at what's going on,
mm-hmm.
or just when you think everything is smooth sailing. Something explosive will happen to get your attention. Like, come on
mm-hmm.
now. Gotta look at this. Like, come on now. Nope. Can't sweep it under the rug. You're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's progress.
That's interesting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it is. And now on the another topic, I won't go into too details, but on Sunday, Elisa knows, but Sunday I was sitting at the shop.
Yeah.
And I had no customer come in at all. And I sat there for 3 hours, and I'm like, what is going on? I saw cars just going by and just going out the other parking lot. The barbershop even left early.
Like, hello.
And I'm just like, okay, you ever just know something's off?
Yes, absolutely.
So I called Adam. I was like, I need you to come here.
Uh-huh.
I need you to check into this because something's not off. I get when we have slow days, I'm all good with it. But today is an off day. Something's not right.
Right. It's different than just a normal slow day that's to be expected.
Yeah.
Because of the cold or whatever.
Yeah.
But something else you were picking up on.
Yeah. So I end up putting the movie on Lion. I watched Lion with Dave from Dave Patel.
Good movie.
That I cried from the beginning to the end.
I cried too. I cried the whole time. It was a therapy.
Yeah, I was
session.
Like, I'm a wreck.
Out of my mind.
Yeah, me too. Holy
and I'm
thing,
like, oh my
so
God,
funny.
If I ever meet Jeremiah's biological mom, like, I hope she hugs me the way this lady is hugging the Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Oh, it was just like the.
So good.
I'm so glad
thing.
I didn't watch that with nobody else because I was like a.
Oh yeah,
I was a wreck.
I was a girl. Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I finished watching the movie and I just had to take a breather and I said, okay.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, as I'm done finishing breathing, the sun comes up. I'm like, okay, cool. Very good. Nice way to end the movie. The sun comes up.
Right.
So then finally, somebody walks in right before meditation was about to start. Well, Adam and Samina came through. Girl, why were there three energies that came out of my sister's body that was trying to get into my store.
Ooh.
That was into a block in the parking lot, creating the havoc. And that's what was revealed. And thank God that James put grids on all the windows and we had Allegra and Ganesh at the door blocking them so they couldn't come in. But whatever was happening with her had actually came out of her body and came to my store. So whatever she was thinking about me finally came out, but it was revealed there was two jinns and 15 of them in her. And also came to find out whatever started on the February 10th full moon actually was supposed to finish up this last full moon. And Adam was like, I cannot believe I didn't see this during that. I go, it wasn't meant for us to see. It was meant for us to see it now, so we just took care of it. But that's how deep energy can go into a parking lot. I just had to share that with you.
Right, and the listeners are like, what is this art? What in the art bell is this?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is some...
They'll be fine.
No, it's fine. So this is some deep level energy. It is at such a level I myself do not even venture to understand it, but I acknowledge and accept it. These guys are like experts in that realm. Thank goodness we have their support. But it's a whole, I mean, that's a whole different show, but that stuff certainly is impactful and real. And it's interesting because my 18-year-old son, Cole, who you know, he was with me when we went to see Adam, ostensibly for him, but then it ended up being really about me, but whatever. Intersecting with the type of energies that Lolita was just talking about, and what my son's very open, thank God, and very spiritually cognizant. And what he said to me, he's like, "Oh yeah, I just think that, you know, I had the whole understanding of what spirituality is and all of that, and mm-hmm. then I went to Lolita and Adam's house, and it's like, damn." He's like, wow, just when you think you know what's going on, you don't know what's going on. I said, honey, that's everyday life. You're absolutely right. This is a whole other reality that very much is reality that most don't even know exists or very few are aware of. So...
Yeah, it was interesting.
That's crazy. So then when all that understanding came to pass, since that time, how have you felt in your shop?
Much better, because I just know Adam was...
He took care of business. Right.
Took care of business. And, you know, you could just tell that the parking lot's already coming busier. Even if it's like 5 or 6 cars... But it's the energy in the parking lot was different again. It went back to a little bit normal. But that's how, you know, deep energy can reside. That's why everyone needs to believe in the unknown. But, yeah, it's back to normal. But I'm just glad that we're able to really see it and take care of it for my sister and go on our way.
Right. And I think there's a lot of blurred lines where it comes to mental illness.
Yep.
Is it really mental illness? So it's the mainstream needs systems, infrastructure in place to define and give structure and comfort. It's no different than we need bridges, tunnels, and traffic lights. We need that. So
yeah.
I get it, but when there's this profound resistance, it's really fear of the unknown, and everybody in their own time. Like, I'm grateful to have friends like you guys that have such a cognizant understanding that far surpasses my own. All that I do is just acknowledge and respect that all that exists, but I'm very ignorant, and I'll be the first one to say I'm ignorant, and that's okay. But there's that respect. You know, it's very interesting. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's a staunch atheist, completely non-spiritual, and she is a clinical psychologist. And I thought it was very interesting when I was talking to her about a friend of mine that was defying conventional medicine and was getting some results with a naturopath. And this person, she's brilliant. She got a PhD. She's way smarter than me. She's a good friend of mine. I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, you're so smart. She's really smart. And so I was mentioning in conversation about, and then so-and-so went to see the naturopath. And that, well, you know that this woman had the, I don't want to say the nerve, because it didn't upset me. It just kind of fascinated me. Just on the word a naturopath, it was such a trigger that she cut me off and she went, that's bull beep. I'm just about the science. I'm like, well, I wasn't talking to you, but okay, whatever. And she shut me down. She just shut me down. And I thought, isn't that fascinating? Because I'm good. Like, I'm good. She don't even know about my show. She don't know about nothing. And I've been friends with her for like 15 years. But clearly, if she's going to get all jacked up on me talking about a naturopath, you think I'm going to tell her to do this radio show 3 times a week? No. Absolutely not.
Wow.
But she thinks she loves me. She thinks I'm so smart and I'm so insightful and I have great wisdom. I'm like, yeah, no kidding, because of this, that, and the other, but that's going to, you know, rock your academic world, so I'm just going to keep it moving. But she was so rattled at the word naturopath to shut me down. I'm thinking, well, that's really a little disrespectful, but I'm taking it personal. Obviously, it's a trigger. And that trigger is connected to some unconscious fear. And, like, I'm all good with you being an atheist. Like, be an atheist. Like, good for you. Like, you have a very successful life. Great. Good for you. But for a little word like naturopath, for you to say that's bull beep, and to just be science. Naturopath is science.
Yeah.
So I found it
medicine,
very interesting.
And the medicine that they're prescribing actually is all herbs.
Right. Right. It's medicine. It's science. It's the science of nature.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
that's
the
science.
Unknown science to them. That's why they're just there's this big difference. That's why a lot of doctors don't like chiropractors. Just like the so unknown world of doing work. So. Yeah, you know, that's just the way our world is, right? It's
that's okay.
Like
listen.
And it's okay.
I'm not going to judge you, but, like, don't judge me. So,
It's really interesting, though.
Very interesting. Yeah. So it makes sense that, you know, to have such a free space, a free forum like the Sum of You show and networks like Universal Energy Radio, where it's just, we're practicing free speech freely. Because even though we have free speech, a lot of times we cannot speak freely. I know I don't. Although I'm on everybody's top 10 list for advice and guidance. They don't even think twice about that. It's, you know, I'm just like the girl with the freaking toolbox. So it's very, very interesting. And that there's no thought to, well, where would that come from? Or how is that information so accessible to me? Well, it's accessible to me because I'm at the gym 3 times a week on the air with you guys exercising that muscle. So I'm in, we're in top condition. This is why Elisa gives a reading or she has a conversation with somebody. It's charismatic and interesting and insightful and attractive. Because she's at the gym with me. We're workout partners, you know, and you jump in to you know, get in there with us too. So I just find it very, very interesting. And the more that it can be impersonal, like I was very proud of myself, like, oh, wow, that didn't even sting. I'm just observing. I'm in observation mode. That didn't even sting when she cut me off. Good for me. Yay me. So, interesting. When you can do that, that's freedom.
Absolutely. That is so, because we just know that it's not part of our journey. You know?
No.
It's part of our journey, but it's like not part of that journey what their other person is going through.
And not to judge, to have compassion and respect. You know?
Yeah.
I have tremendous respect for her. But that was interesting. I never saw that side. All these years, I never saw that side where, ooh, you're going to even be a word can make you that angry. Interesting. What's underneath all that? What's underneath all that? What did I just trigger? Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes we do that just not by even saying a word. It just energy will read energy. Not that people acknowledge that. Go ahead.
Well, it was interesting because I talked to my dad yesterday. I was just calling him to check on him and let him know. I wanted to give my dad a haircut. So I've been trying to call, a barber or hairstylist in Maryland, and it just seems like no one wants to call back. And so I was telling him I'm trying to get it done. He's like, no worries. I was like, no, you need to get a haircut, but so bear with me. He goes, well, I talked to the nurse, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we end up, he sounded more stronger.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, Dad, you sound good. And he's like,
yeah.
Yeah, we're getting there. Because then we end up talking about the cleansing. And
right.
He said, yeah, he told my sister what we did when we came up there. I was like, oh,
right.
So you shared that with her? He's like, yeah. I'm like,
good.
Okay. Because they also believe that what we thought the cleansing was is all the flu is based upon that. So he came to that. I was like, okay, well, since you're strong enough and now you're back to a little bit normal here, let's talk a little bit further. I go, but this conversation can't go anywhere else.
Between the two of you.
Here. Mm-hmm. And this is really serious stuff. And I shared that with him, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so I'm making you accountable to give me a report and an intel on what's going on every week because there might be some sort of even more depression or whatever. He's like, that's all right. I can already see that happening.
Mm.
I said, okay. So I said, just keep in mind that it's going to continue on for a while, actually, because she's had it for a long time. And all of a sudden she walked in. We couldn't talk any further. I was like, okay, we'll talk a little bit later. He's like, okay, good.
It's good to take time because it is the same way that like food poisoning, it could take hours or sometimes days, depending on how bad it is, to work itself out of the system. That's what's happening too. It has to work itself out of the system. You kind of have to feel those things again as it's making its exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was letting him know that we're done ours, and now James will start his on Friday. And he's like, okay, I'll keep you in the loop. Like, we're going to talk more a little bit, but it's just
well, look at
how
you and your dad are communicating. This is so beautiful.
Me and Dad have been like this for about the last 20 years
That's
of our
so
life.
Nice.
We're so
what a
open.
Gift.
We can, sit at the table and talk about from A to Z topics.
That's a gift. And I'm glad that you're mentioning that because that relationship, let that be a go-to place to activate that in your other relationships. That sense of joy and refuge. It's like a refuge for you. It's like a sanctuary, your relationship with your dad. If it's possible with him, it's possible with other people. Not everybody, but for a select few, And that's all we'll say about that.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's all we'll say about that. Yeah. That's great, though. That's good. You sound so good, honey.
It just feels so good to get all this stuff moving. And
yeah.
Because, the care from my dad comes majority from her. And and I told him, I go, I was so thankful that you're in a rehab center. You needed to get out of that house.
This
is the way you had to get out. And he started laughing. I was like, hey, I was trying to take you to the temple. But it's like that he still has that fear of walking.
Sure.
And it's like, you got to get that back. I go, we need you back in the house, in the next couple of weeks. We're about to, have our financial abundance come in pretty soon. And you have all the assets sitting.
Yeah. So one thing that I would say is don't make him feel rushed or pressured. And it's going to line up with the who knows, because with global warming, but it's going to line up when we're out of the woods with this unpredictable, crazy cold front. So
yeah, we Me and Adam said that yesterday. It's going
yeah,
to happen during that
well,
time.
I'm confirming that, yeah. So yeah. just don't.
We're not rushing.
Yeah, don't rush him. Right.
Just trying to give him that will, that strength because he
yeah,
needs
of course.
That right
he
now.
Needs, he needs to be encouraged but not rushed. There's a fine line.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes as caregivers, as parents, we do this. There's a fine line between encouragement or pushing too hard or rushing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny how you say that because yesterday my cousin called me and she's, like, we've been talking throughout the years, and she called and said she's been going to a person, like, twice, three times a week learning meditation and doing guided meditations. She's just like, you know, I don't want to be that mother that pushes my child, and I know that comes from mom. So,
right.
And she's like, I know you've been trying to tell me this for a while, but I'm just sharing that with you that, you know, just give me an example. Like, my nephew writes with both hands. And she was getting a little snappy with him, and she caught herself, and she's like, that all has to do with me. It has nothing to do with him. And I was just so proud of her to see her progress, but
that's great.
Just take that accountability and just keep running. But, yeah, she's like, I'm just taking my time and working on me so I can be a better person for him and
good.
For herself even.
Yeah. And he's at the age, I'm sensing that he's like 12, 13, around there. I don't know if I'm right.
He's 4 and 5, but he's older than everybody's soul in this family. Put it this way: when Adam goes to work on him, he actually bows down to him. He's older than even James and Stu and Adam bow down to my 5-year-old nephew.
Wow! Yeah, I wasn't getting a little kid. I wasn't getting
no.
a big teenager, but I was getting like a few years older than what he really is. That's interesting.
No, he's old. He's very,
yeah.
very old. That's the nephew that James has been working on. The soul wasn't fitting
about.
Into the mm-hmm. yeah, the body correctly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. But he does have the maturity level of like a 12 or a 13-year-old
yeah.
is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're right. Because the things that he says, even though when she was prego with him, Adam basically told him, don't be surprised at anything that comes out of this child. And it's just so, so amazing how much she was warned, you know, before this, and she's still witnessing it. And it's not taking her as a shock anymore, but she'll share with, like, the little things that come out of his mouth.
Right. As it unfolds,
like, well,
it's still a surprise. You know, even,
yeah.
I mean, even for us, like, it's always fresh and new. If a caller comes in, I'm picking up on the energy of someone who's passed, you know, and they confirm some detail or image that I pick up, and they confirm it. It's like the most amazing surprise. It's still a gift. I don't take any
yeah.
of it. You know, we don't take any of it for granted. Or Elisa will, you know, based on someone's birthday, will give all this insight to the year. And they're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm sure, Elisa, you feel that gratitude like it's the first time you've ever felt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We do have a new caller, if we are okay to move along.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all good. I mean, you know.
great to hear from you. And I love this lighter energy that I'm getting from you. So enjoy it and go with it.
Yep, and I'll see you tonight, girl.
Yeah, I'll be out there tonight.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool. Today's Adam's birthday.
Is it Adam's birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting me
know.
Okay, good.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Let's all take right, this
bye.
Next call. Are you doing like a little birthday
last
thing
call.
For him?
Yeah, we're all going to dinner.
Oh, please give him a big hug for me and Cole. Please, please, please. Thank you.
Area code 713, good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Candy. How are you guys today?
Oh, good.
Hey,
honey.
Candy.
How are you?
Doing pretty good, thank you.
Good. What are you needing today? What's going on?
I was just wondering what they have to say today.
So we'll give you a message. Okay, so you know the routine.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Yeah.
So stand by. I'm ready when you guys are. Interesting, a 2-digit number for this message, which is rare, and that number is 51. And this is your message, Candy. let others know how much you genuinely love, appreciate, and need them. Also, let yourself know the same regarding your inner connection to all. So this is about acknowledgement. Acknowledgement mm-hmm. of those that you have a profound connection with, and acknowledgement with who you are internally. I'll read it again. Let others know how much you genuinely love, appreciate, and need them. Also, let yourself know the same regarding your inner connection to all. 51.
Well, that's a lovely message. That five is the experiences of life and the different people that come in and out and different situations that happen. That five is life. And it's not just the idea of it, right? It's the living of it. So five is alive. All that rhymes. It's good. And then you combine that with that one, and that's you. And it's also the sense of the direction that you want to take with it. However you direct your own love for life is also how you're going to connect with others, right? So you add those two together, you get a six. That is that loving vibration. It's also about this community, about the people who are you consider your family. All that is involved in this six of nurturing these types of relationships. Thing is that because six is such an even keeled number, but you get these two odd, numbers, dynamic numbers, a five and a one, to make that. It means that it's not necessarily going to be like this real smooth sailing. It just means stuff is going to come, and it may not make any sense until it does, until you see other possibilities within any person or given situation. So what's nice is that it's a lively energy. It's dynamic. It keeps you on your toes, and yet it also brings out the best in you, because when you can find common ground with a situation or with people that you think in the beginning there's like nothing, like where did you come from? But there is a reason why people come into your life, and there's a reason. Some people would call that a disruption when they're feeling out of sorts, when they feel caught off guard. But eventually, when you are paying attention and seeing how this dynamic now fits in with what you're doing or what you're trying to achieve or where you've been, then you start to soften up a little bit and realize, this person isn't a threat, or this situation isn't a threat. It's just different. And different is good, because it gets you out of your comfort zone, which a five is all about expanding that comfort zone, because it doesn't feel comfortable in the beginning. And you have to get used to it. You have to understand the value and the benefit that happens. So I like that this message. I mean, that six could have been a two and a four. Very different vibes than than a five and a one.
Right. Right.
So that's. But in light of what the message is saying, if you can appreciate those things that are so different from other people, then you can appreciate that for yourself too. I mean, it's an allowing for different possibilities that go beyond what you think you knew. And that's – so it's a two-way street. It works out really well for people who are more open-minded. And it's like, that's everyday life. But for a lot of people, it's – they have a very set comfort zone. And to get them to go beyond that can be like – pulling teeth, I'm so resistant. And even in that resistance, you can learn a lot about yourself. And when the resistance finally does fall and it flows, it allows for things to happen. Then that sigh, that breath of, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was even holding my breath. Then you, they're saying it's like, it's reciprocal. You can now, once you release something, then something can come in. So just like holding your breath, and you didn't know you were holding your breath, and you're like, oh, I didn't realize. So then that awareness comes in along with the breath to inhale and to allow in. It's a really fun flow doesn't feel fun if you're in resistance to it. But when you finally get it, you really get it. That's the important part. It's a great message.
Thank you for the lovely messages today, girls.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. And
give us
a call whenever you like when we're on the air. Thank you so much. So we will sign off.
Love you.
Yeah, so we're good, right, Alicia?
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Bye, darling.
We're good. Bye.
Okay, great. So
yeah,
if you guys, So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks, Lolita and Candy, for calling in. Wonderful conversation as always. And in the meantime, remember to follow
the feeling to you.
And happy birthday, Adam. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Yeah.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That you like.